Another bold move on the part of President Ford was to pardon Richard Nixon. And he had kept this a secret except for a very small group of people who were in the loop that he was considering doing that. And there was so much hatred of Nixon after Watergate, the war in Vietnam. I mean, there were just on and on. Those people around Ford knew it was going to be controversial, but I don't think they had any idea. And so President Ford signed the pardon in the Oval Office. It was on September 8th, early on a Sunday morning. They had one television camera in the room. And then afterwards, he walked down to where I took this photograph, which is in Bill Timmons' office. Bill Timmons was the congressional relations guy. And you can see kind of left to right, the back of Al Haig, who was chief of staff. Right behind him, partially blocked, is Robert Hartman, who was his chief speechwriter, Bill Timmons, President Ford, and on the right, Jack Marsh, counselor to the president, a lawyer, really one of the sweetest guys and smartest people on the planet. But in this photograph, hanging on the wall are two portraits. One of them is Richard Nixon, and one of them is President Ford's vice presidential photo. Nixon's photo was still on the wall, and then he's pausing in front of these photos, thinking about what he'd just done. It's very typical of Washington that what happened in there was he was getting phone calls from a lot of congressional leaders who were telling him privately that he'd done the right thing, but publicly they went out and bashed him for doing it. President Ford's poll numbers after he pardoned Nixon dropped almost to the level to where Harry Truman's were when he'd fired General MacArthur, which was in the same category, a very popular general who was fired by the President of the United States. In a way, both of their popularity suffered from taking bold action like that.